Just after daybreak, on this unseasonably cool late August morning, we walked to the wreck, a hike that traversed two ecosystems and witnessed a bit of magic. From our house on the edge of the Pleistocene Terrace, where the historical forest was a mix of upland hardwoods and pines, we descended into the bottomland hardwood forest of the Bayou Darbonne floodplain. The descent was only 30 feet, but for the biota, it was as drastic as 3,000 feet on a Colorado mountain. 2 months earlier, our path in the swamp was 10 feet beneath the natural backwaters of overflow wetlands. There were no signs of the flood today, as the forest floor was powder dry, belying the fact that bluegills and smallmouth buffalo recently spawned where swamp hibiscus now blooms. The wreck is a landmark known to fewer and fewer people as time flows down the Serpentine Bayou. It is prominent in my family lore. My father told of being taught to swim there by his grandfather before the Great Depression and before the gluttonous cotton sucked the fertility from the marginal soils just up the hill, driving most of his generation away. Tradition holds that when deer finally returned to the swamp after years of persecution, they always crossed the bayou at the wreck. In February, the wreck was a favored place to bottom fish for the cold, glistening bass with red eyes. For us, it has always been a reference point in the swamp, a location from which to orient one to another spot, a place to begin a story, to reminisce about old times. The wreck, of course, was named after a memorable accident. In 1890, the steamboat Tributary sank there after catching fire just upstream at Turkey Bluff. The blazing inferno, fueled by 300 bales of Clay Hill cotton, drifted down a long, straight stretch of the bayou and ran aground in a sharp bend, our turnaround point for the morning hike. Even at the present low water level, no evidence of the bygone drama is visible now, as shifting sandbars and scouring currents have cleared the stage. The bayou is late summer translucent. A white perch fisherman below the bend probed a submerged treetop with a fluorescent jig. Long-nosed gar breached the surface to the gasped the cool air, and an unseen rain crow beckoned an afternoon thunderstorm. The magic of the wreck, though, defied gravity with wings on this morning. From the exact point of the rising sun, more than 100 wood storks appeared in bleached chevrons of a dozen or more. Escorted by outliers of egrets and herons and with 5-foot wingspans to carry their parcels of myths, the storks, like gangly angels, flap-glided over our heads and over all the stories of the wreck on their way to tomorrow.